This is Colorado Public Radio News, NKRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A teenager involved in the killing of a STEM school Highlands Ranch student last year has been sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole. Alec McKinney was 16 at the time of the shooting where Kendrick Castillo died. During a hearing Friday, McKinney said he was sorry for the pain he caused, and he urged any other potential school shooters to take a different path. But Kendrick's father, John Castillo, said the shooter's statements mean nothing.
It's quite simple. It's not going to bring any healing or closure, and it doesn't really make a difference. I mean, a murder was committed.
McKinney's co-defendant, Devin Erickson, faces a trial this fall for his alleged role in the shooting. The U.S. House passed a number of bills this week, including one that would repeal President Trump's travel ban on specific countries, including Eritrea, where Representative Joe Neguse's family is from.
My parents' ability to start a new life in this country offered me and my family freedom and opportunity and the privilege to truly experience the American dream.
Then, with overwhelming bipartisan support, the House also passed a bill to remove Confederate statues from the U.S. Capitol building. Representative Scott Tipton was one of 72 Republicans to support the bill, while fellow Republicans Ken Buck and Doug Lamborn voted against it. And the Colorado Rockies opened their season with the loss on the road last night. They lost to the Texas Rangers in a pitcher's duel. The final score was 1-0. Rain for the metro area today. You're listening to CPR News.